was a total Karen. I'll admit it. I admit it openly. I was a total Karen. And after I tell you about what, you can tell me and I'll take it. If I was right in being a Karen because I was frustrated or if I overreacted. Okay. My husband about 2 weeks ago had a company over to the house. I was at work when he did this. And it was one of those companies that does, I'll admit, I don't like really know 100% what they do, but they're coming to clean out the vents underneath the house.
Okay.
Because they've never been cleaned out. And at least when we've been living there.
Do you see those videos on social media?
Yeah.
God, they're satisfying.
It's very satisfying and terrifying to think that that's underneath my home right now. And they were going to be spraying something inside the vents that's like anti-mold, whatever. Okay. So I'm all for it. My husband did the work of finding the company that we wanted to use. They came to the house, they gave us the estimate, and then they set up the appointment. And it was right before we got the snowstorm is when he set up the appointment, right? And for them to come the first time. So then the actual appointment for them to come and do the work was going to be last Friday. Mm. Well, you remember last Friday we had snow and ice, right? We were starting to get it.
Starting to get it, yeah.
And so we had already had one round of snow and ice. And so then we were starting to get what was going to be the next time of snow and ice.
Right.
You know what?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So I went to work that Friday and my husband said, remember, the company's coming to do the vents today, but they're coming at 9, should be done by the time you get home. Because, you know, naps are very important.
Yes, they are. Like, me too.
If I don't get one, everyone pays.
So, price to be paid.
Yeah, and it's the end of the week, and I'm just really excited. Anyway, I said, fine. Didn't even think twice about it. Well, Ben had called the company the day before and said, I just want to let you know, we're open to it, but I don't know what your hours are with the ice and stuff. I just want to let you know, our road is bad. So if we need to reschedule, just let me know. It's not a problem. Like, we don't need this to be done right now.
Right.
No, there was no answer. No response to him whatsoever. So then the next day, they call while I'm at work. They call my husband and they say, hey, just wanted to let you know that we're running late, and but we're going to be there. And Ben said, well, I called yesterday to let you know that if we have to reschedule, not a problem because the roads are really bad. And if you're already running late, like, I didn't hear anything back. But if you have to, no problem. Nope. We're coming.
So you gave me two outs. Okay.
Two outs. And the first out was full 24 hours in advance.
I gotcha.
But he didn't hear anything back. So then when they call to say that they're running late, he gives them the next out saying, just wanted to let you know the road is bad. You don't have to come and do it. Nope. We're coming. We're just going to be late. All right. So then I get home in between because now it was going to be from like 9 till 11:30. Now the time is 11:30 to like 1:30. And I'm a little bit annoyed because I'm thinking,
It'll be when you're sleeping.
Cutting into nap time. Right. And I know it's not going to be quiet, but whatever. Well, I get home and I did not realize the work that man, my husband, had put into getting the house ready for this company. Every single room had every bit of furniture moved into the center.
Oh, wow. That's nice of him. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I'm talking, like, we had to, I guess that was just like.
I didn't even know that was,
I didn't know, but you had to get to all the return vents.
I see.
And
so we
have furniture. I mean, you can't not have things up against certain, we just do, you know?
Right.
But every single thing had every piece of furniture in everybody's room, in the bedrooms, the bathroom, all of it had been moved into the center of every single room. And I was like, oh my God, you've been like doing work today, right?
Right.
So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So I think I left for a while, or I was going to leave. And he said, well, just wait till they get here because I want them to explain to you what's going to be happening. So we wait and I wait and I wait. 11:30 comes, 12:30, 1:30, like 1:45. I said, I don't want to wait anymore. I'm really tired.
Right.
I want to go run, do my errands.
Oh, I know that feeling where you're saying,
my eyes are burning. I'm hiding out in my daughter's bedroom in the center of the room.
Right.
Because I'm like, well, at least maybe this will be the last room if they show it, you know, whatever.
The kids will be home soon.
Yes, we're waiting. So then he comes in and I can hear Ben walk into the house and he doesn't say anything. And I said, where are they? He goes, they're not coming. And I said, what? He was like, well, they were here, but they couldn't get the vehicle up the road to get to the house.
Yeah.
It was like sliding everywhere.
Yeah.
And I said, are you kidding me? Are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
I said, you called them yesterday and left a message because nobody answered the phone, and told them the deal, gave them the out. Nobody called you back. You gave him the out again today. He's like, Like he could, I think he was terrified.
Like,
I think he was terrified because he knows when I get tired, it is bad.
Gosh.
And I said, give me the phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, Kate, don't do it.
Me.
Oh, no.
The phone.
Oh, no.
And I could tell.
Yes, ma'am.
I could tell that he was also very angry because he did.
Okay.
He gave me the phone.
He was like, thank God she can do it. Not me.
He apparently dealt with the guys who were very nice out front. You know, he was very nice, but they couldn't get the car up. And he said they were very kind. He was like, he explained the situation. They were like, oh, well, you know, we didn't know, whatever. They were very nice. But the person that he left a message for is the one that I wanted to speak to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I called him and he answered. And I just said, I mean, I was in full Karen moment. I didn't yell. I did not yell. I was able to keep it controlled.
Very firm.
Yes. But I said, I am very disappointed in this whole situation. Mm-hmm. I said, this was a total upset to our entire schedule, our family, our kids, the dog. We even took the dog to dog days for the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We moved furniture. We gave you the out and you never even called us back. And he said to me, I didn't get a message.
Oh,
that was his mistake.
Would a Goodman answer the phone?
Anything you do from this point on is warranted.
Yeah.
I said, you didn't? I said, because my husband told me that he did leave a message. Nope, didn't get it. He goes, well, there was this one message that I got where it was just a bunch of music playing in the background. That might have been you. I said,
that might have been you.
I guarantee you it
a
wasn't.
A bunch of music playing in the background.
And I said, not only did he leave a message yesterday to give the out, to tell you what the conditions were, he also gave the guys, your guys, who were very nice, I did say that, who gave you very nice, he gave them an out, too, to not have to come up this road. We told you it was bad, and they insisted. And then they came, and they couldn't get here, and now everything is just in disarray. Then we have to put everything
going
back.
Going into the weekend.
Going into the weekend. We have to go get the dog who's been put at dog days. The kids were with me because they were out of school, but then I was taking them. And so it just was like a total just frustration.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating. Just say, here's what I wanted. Here's what I wanted. I wanted him to say, you're right. I'm very sorry. And he apologized, but it was just like, kind of like, well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, right. No, you get that attitude, you know? Or like, I didn't get a message.
Yes, and that part, I didn't get a message. It's like, what?
Whether you did or you didn't, that's stupid to say.
Right.
You don't say that to a frustrated customer.
Yes.
You know, interesting that, you know, you would think their trucks are big or four-wheel drive. If they're running up in a rear-wheel drive, they should have known. There's no way. But most cars that are all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive or a big truck, like a garbage truck, I don't know what they're driving, should be able to get up there no problem.
Even if they were, I mean, and they weren't. So it was just like, we gave you the out.
No,
trust
I get it.
Us
you gotta,
when we say that
hey,
it's like our road's not
no
good.
No problem. We could reschedule, but they're probably like looking at their schedule
sure.
like, let's get the money now. Let's get it in. Let's do that.
And I get that. You know, and at one point my husband was like, we did not give them any money. I said, I don't, it's not even what I care about.
That's why they
about.
Wanted to be there.
Yes.
They want to get paid.
It's like, but I don't care about that part. It was just that I felt bad for him. He had spent his entire morning moving because, you know, he will go out of his way to make sure that nothing is an inconvenience. Like, he shoveled the whole driveway, you know, to make sure, and then it still didn't happen. And then he just is so nice that then it's like, oh, well, didn't happen. And then the attitude of, like, what do you want me to do?
That's the worst.
Like, come on.
Mm. So, do you think Katie has the right to overreact and be a Karen, or?
And I'll take it.
Or not.
I'll take it. Sure.
You know, and then I guess the factors in is bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
There was a risk of them not being able to. They were given two outs.
Yep.
And Katie was very tired.
It was. It's true.
Like, if it was like a normal day, but you probably still been upset. But the reaction of the guy saying, basically, what do you want me to do about it is what sent you over the edge.
Yeah, I mean, like, he apologized, and I didn't yell. I was not yelling, trust me.
But
I really wasn't. On the inside, I was very, the fact that I made the phone call proves that I was very frustrated.
You don't like doing that.
I don't, but I will. And it was just like, I didn't get a message. Like, what?
Okay. All right, we're going to share whether or not we thought Katie was being a Karen. That's next, Jared and Katie in the morning.